Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I don't think we've ever had Aida in here before.
No. But Aida is here in the form of soprano Angela Brown. She's known for her powerful voice and stage presence at the Met and elsewhere, but also celebrated for her work to bring opera to a wider audience. Just back from Europe and here to appear with the Madison Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Welcome, Angela. Welcome, Aida.
Yeah, well, thank you.
But when you're performing with the MSO this weekend, it won't be as Aida. It will be, what exactly are you doing? This is part of a Holiday Pops concert.
Yes, I'll be doing holiday music. So on the classical end and as some lighter pieces, some holiday standards, and doing some singing with the children's choir and an adult choir. So we're really going to have fun, have a lot of fun this weekend.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to that. And what have you been doing prior to this? You've been out touring around quite a bit?
Well, yes. I've been doing actually a lot with my one-woman show, Opera from a Sister's Point of View. And it's a show that demystifies opera for audiences that normally wouldn't go. Mm-hmm. So I just did a recording on October 16th at Indiana University at the Musical Arts Center there. And it just dropped yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you can get your copy at www.theweatherchannelmusic.com. That's theweatherchannelmusic.com. And just click on Angela Brown, Opera from a Sister's Point of View. And the download is just $8.99.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, plug, baby, plug.
How do you go about making opera more accessible?
Yeah, I'm thinking about my husband, who's a blues guy, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I've originally, when this started out as a project for me, I was looking out in audiences as I traveled the world, and it was very monochromatic, I say. And I was wondering why there wasn't a broader base of diversity in the audiences. Then I found out even the monochromatic folk didn't like opera so much. So I decided to kind of spice it up and just make it more palatable, more real. I speak about the, it's basically just a concert, and I speak about the opera, arias, in the plot of the opera in a tongue-in-cheek kind of fun, irreverent kind of body way, kind of spice up the storyline.
Well, the stories
it's pretty spicy anyway.
Spicy anyway, but sometimes they're given very, you know.
Well, sure.
Like you're in church.
Yes.
You know, these are not church stories, people. Okay? So I just break it down for you, let you know what Scarpia is really thinking about when he's, you know, messing with Tosca in the church. Child, it's a hot mess. Yes, I go there, but I also try to keep it, you know, above board for the children.
Oh, that's true.
It's a family show.
Something for everyone.
Yes.
It's just a one-woman show, and you talk and you sing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I speak and I sing, and I try to go from soup to nuts. In my concerts, I start off with opera arias, and then I'll go into some art songs. And then I always say I like to give you strong meat in the beginning and give you a little dessert on the back end. So I'll give you some spirituals and maybe, you know, sometimes I'll mix up with some Broadway or some gospel. You know, so it all depends on the venue and what's necessary.
Yeah, there's a long tradition of that. I mean, I remember many years ago seeing, you know, Leontine Price doing opera. Of course, she was well known as Aida and ends up with Summertime and then, you know, a couple of other things.
Exactly. So I'm not reinventing the wheel. But it's fun.
Well, Victor Borga used to do some really funny stuff with opera, too, you know, where he sang all the parts and gave you very funny, what shall we say, strange takes on the plot, too. So, yeah, it's and not to mention Anna Russell, long tradition of that.
Well, you have this brand new recording that has just been released, but you've also got a couple of other ones, including one called Mosaic.
Yes, that was my CD that was released in 2004, and it is a compilation of African-American spirituals with guitar and piano.
Lovely.
So it's a lovely project, and that can be gotten, you can get that on Amazon.com.
All right. Yes. That's, we won't mention any more details about that, thus being non-commercial radio.
Oh, really? Sorry.
Here. That's okay.
Well, we'll play. Why don't we play a track from the CD? It's called Mosaic on the Albany label.
That's right. Actually, this is the first track, and it's Every Time I Feel the Spirit, and you're So this one has just guitar as the accompaniment. I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
And the guitarist is?
Tyron Cooper.
It's a sort of an unusual combination, isn't it? Soprano and guitar doing spirituals.
Well, Kathleen Battle actually had a CD.
Yes,
with Christopher Parkening.
So well, that would be
beautiful.
A combination.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Every Time I Feel the Spirit with our guest, Angela Brown. A Latin beat there. and so how many, just out of curiosity, how many takes did you do of that? I mean, to get it the way you wanted it.
I think we did about four takes of that.
Oh, that's
about
pretty,
four.
That's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's a really unique arrangement. That's our guest, Angela Brown, with guitarist Tyron Cooper. And Angela, you said that's your arrangement of that very well-known spiritual.
Yes, he and I just got together. We selected the music, and I told him which pieces that I wanted to do with guitar. And we just got together and just started grooving. And I was like, that's it. Let's keep it. You know?
Yeah, really
interesting. So your experience, if I call these spirituals, I mean, I think that's what you call them, in fact.
Yes, they're spiritual.
What's your experience with them, and did you have that experience before you went into classical music?
Well, you know, spirituals that a lot of classical singers sing today are meant for the classical music stage. So I kind of came up together with the spiritual, because there's definitely a difference between the spiritual and the gospel. Spirituals were originally slave hollers, you know, in the field, and they were communication songs. Then, of course, there were spirituals that were composed for church and for the concert stage. So that's what these are that I'm singing. But gospels are something totally different, that are totally for church and, of course, have been performed in concert halls all over the world, but they're strictly for church. They are communication from God to man, you know,
and
right?
So,
and vice versa.
I think of spirituals as being traditional, whereas gospel music you can think of having been written yesterday as well. I mean, is that a reasonable distinction, do you think?
Not all the way, because you have spirituals that can be. It just depends on the arrangement of it, how it is composed. Like I said, the subject matter with spirituals, like Every Time I Feel the Spirit or Still Away, if you were singing Still Away, like I said, that was a traditional one that was a slave holler.
Sure.
And when they say, still away, still away, still away to Jesus, still away, I ain't got long to stay here. That was a slave communicating. There were communication songs in the field. So, like I said, there have also been spirituals that have been composed today. So, not necessarily being contemporary or traditional. They are still being spirituals being composed today.
When did you start singing? Were you in school or in church or both?
Both. Mm-hmm. I started singing when I was 5 in my grandfather's Baptist church in Indianapolis, Indiana. And then I sang at the opening of an envelope. I mean, any program that went on, I was like, yes, I'll do it. You know, I remember the first time I auditioned, I was in first grade for the Christmas pageant and Easter pageant or something we were doing in school. And I had to audition I'm a Little Teapot Short and Stout, and we had music and we had steps, and I had the music but I didn't have the steps. And I remember my teacher saying, Angela, you sit down, and putting somebody else in my spot. I was like, never again will I be told to sit down because I didn't have the steps, you know. So I've been singing and performing for quite a while now, perfecting the craft. So
I'll say the reviews that you've gotten from the New York Times and elsewhere are just they're fantastic. They love you.
Thank you.
Your
you
stage
know.
Presence, your dramatic voice, and yeah.
So actually, when you get into something like opera, you mentioned the steps. You know, who teaches you the whole physical nature of performing an opera?
Well, you know, I am a musical theater baby. Okay, I did a lot of musical theater in Indianapolis, a lot of community theater in high school and all that stuff. So when I ended up going to Indiana University, we had opera workshop. And that's when we would break down the bones of an opera plot and peeling the onions of characters. And so you get a little bit from your lessons, from your teachers. You get it from taking classes like opera workshop. And because I had the background of musical theater, and we would sit down and sketch out our plot, you know, our characters, and think about the backstory of some characters like Aida. Why was Aida captured? You know, what was she doing in order to get captured? They probably weren't even at war at the time she was captured. It was because she was captured that they went to war, maybe.
Right.
You know, so I have to give her some backstory. So that's, you know, you just have to constantly peel the onion and figure out the story plot line so that you can make the character jump off the stage and be more real for you while you're performing.
Have you worked with John Demain, our maestro here in Madison?
Yes, I have. Mr. Demain and I worked together for the first time, I think, in the late 90s in Detroit. And I was doing my first Porgy and Bess. And
that's one of his specialties.
Yes, that's his thing. He is the guru of Porgy and Bess. And I was doing my first Serena with him. So I say that and then we went on to work together in Orange County. And now here in Madison, so this is my first time with the Madison Symphony, so I'm very excited. And they sang Happy Birthday to me last night and played it. And
Happy Birthday.
So Happy Birthday.
Thank you. I have felt very welcome since I've been here.
Well, good.
Well, let's try another, or sample another one, let's say, from your CD, which is called Angela Brown Mosaic. And this would be He Never Said a Mumbling Word. Any gloss on that?
Well, this is a spiritual that was composed, I should say arranged, by the late Moses Hogan, who I was very good friends with, and he was, I would say I was one of his protégés, and he was a very prolific spiritual arranger, and it's the story of Jesus on the cross, and how he never said a mumbling word, even after he was, you know, tortured and everything he went through, he never said a mumbling word.
Never said a mumbling word.
Never said.
But she sang quite a few notes there.
She sure did.
Soulfully. Our guest today, Angela Brown.
Angela Brown. And Angela, who was the pianist on that recording?
That was Joseph Joubert. He is on Broadway, and he's quite prolific. He's Grammys and all the thing. And he was one of the composers of The Color Purple on Broadway. Wrote part of the music there. And part of the Three Motenas franchise, and so wonderful musician.
Yes, beautifully. Oh, moving piece. That's from the CD Mosaic, featuring Angela Brown and some of the spirituals that we've heard today.
I think we'll have time to squeeze in one more from that CD before we get to the 12:30 quiz question.
We were talking about some of the music that you're going to be singing this weekend as part of the holiday special from the Madison Symphony Orchestra. O Holy Night, I assume, is one of the biggies.
Yes, yes, definitely singing. That's definitely a holiday favorite. And I'm also doing the Ave Maria Bach Gounod arrangement. And I'll be singing with the boys' choir. And we're doing selections from Ralph Vaughan Williams' Hodier. And I'll be singing Lullaby with the children's choir. And also doing some holiday favorites like Silver Bells and The Christmas Song. And then singing a gospel piece with the gospel choir.
Ah, the Mount Zion Gospel Choir.
Yes.
Excellent. That'll be a
great arrangement, too.
Rousing concert.
I think this is probably rousing also. It's a favorite, too, not seasonally necessarily, but it does bring the whole world into, it seems, one small performance area.
Feel free to sing along.
That's right. This is, once again, Angela Brown, and it's hard to imagine that you could have done this with more than, fewer than the whole Mormon Tabernacle Choir or something, but you do. He's got the whole world in his hands. Angela Brown and pianist with He's Got the Whole World in His Hand. I've never heard it done quite that way.
Oh,
it's just beautiful. That's from her CD, Mosaic. And she's just released a new CD featuring, it's called Opera from a Sister's Point of View.
Yes, and you got it right there. Sister.
S-I-S-T-A-H,
yeah, you got to lean back on it. Not sister, but sister.
And that's available at theweatherchannelmusic.com. And you can also check her website, angelambrown.com, for tour dates and recordings and bio and all of that. And for the concert this weekend, it is almost sold out. So if you're in South Central Wisconsin and you're interested, the box office number is 608-258-4141, or you can go online and check it out at madisonsymphony.org. That's Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time. Look forward to seeing you all.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.